जमुना तीर बन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर बन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर बन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी वरधारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर बन चारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री भक्ति सिद्धांत गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य शिल हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा मैया की जय। जमुना मैया की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। सामवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। पतित पावन हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय। हिताय गौर प्रेमानंदी। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंगा। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो 11th चैप्टर टेक्स्ट 38 टू 40 वर्ड बाय वर्ड। अविदूरे व्रजभुवः सह गोपाला द्वारकैः चारयामि आसतु वत्सान् नाना क्रीडा परिच्छद। अभिदूरे व्रज भुवः सह गोपाल दारकै चारयामि आसतु वत्सान् नाना क्रीडा परिच्छद। अविदूरे व्रजभुवः सह गोपालादारकैः चारयाम आसतुर्वत्सान् नानाक्रीडा परिच्छद। अविदूरे व्रजभुवः सह गोपालादारकैः चारयामासतुर्वत्सान् नाना क्रीडा परिच्छद। अविदूरे व्रज भुवः स गोपालदारकै चारयामासतुर्वत्सान् नाना क्रीडा परिच्छद। अविदूरे व्रज भुवः सह गोपालदारकै चारयामासतुर्वत्सान् नाना क्रीडा परिच्छद। माताजी स गोपालदारकै चारयामास वत्सान् नाना क्रीडा परिच्छद। वर्ड बाय वर्ड मीनिंग। अविदूरे नॉट वेरी फार फ्रॉम द रेसिडेंशियल क्वार्टर्स ऑफ ब्रजवासीज ब्रजभुवः from the land known as Vraja. Sah Gopala Dharakaihi with other boys of the same profession, covered boys. Charayama Asatuhu tended Vatsan, the small cows. Nana, various. Krida, sporting. Parichadav, dressed very nicely in different ways and equipped with implements. Very nicely in different ways and equipped with implements. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Not far away from their residential quarters, both Krishna and Balaram, equipped with all kinds of playthings, played with other cowherd boys and began to tend small cows. There is no purport, so we will read the next translation of the next two verses. Sometimes Krishna and Balaram would play on their flutes. Sometimes they would throw ropes and stones devised for getting fruits from the trees. Sometimes they would throw only stones, and sometimes their ankle bells tinkling, they would play football with fruits like bel and amlaki. Sometimes they would cover themselves with blankets and imitate cows and bulls and fight with one another, roaring loudly, and sometimes they would imitate the voices of the animals. In this way, they enjoyed sporting exactly like two ordinary human children. Purport by His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Vrindavan is full of peacocks. Kujata kokila hamsa sarasa ganakirne maya mayura kule. The Vrindavan forest is always full of cuckoos, ducks, swans, peacocks, cranes, and also monkeys, bulls, and cows. So Krishna and Balaram used to imitate the sounds of these animals and enjoy sporting. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobheshtam Tapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavascha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhamritamsha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayvacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrunda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Not far away from the residential quarters, both Krishna and Balaram, equipped with all kinds of playthings, played with other cowherd boys and began to tend the small cows. Hare Krishna. At the outset, I would like to crave the blessings of all Vaishnavas here to be able to speak something on the verses we have just now read. This chapter is entitled The Childhood Pastimes of Krishna. I remember some years ago, whenever we would travel in trains, vendors would come with baskets and they would say, time pass lelo. What was this time pass? Groundnuts, shengdana. So they would come with shengdanas, and maybe for less than a rupee you would get enough groundnuts. You don't get them now. Get enough groundnuts, and for about half an hour, 45 minutes, you could keep on munching. After all, the concept of boredom was predominant in our minds. So you keep on, you know, munching, you know, the peanuts, and some time, you know, would pass that way. So after coming to Krishna consciousness, I heard, or actually started reveling in the mirror image of this word time pass, which is pastime. Pastime is just, if you look at it, it's just kind of a mirror image of that word, time pass. And I realized that how in this material world we simply keep passing time, time pass. All of us do time pass. I did it for almost 52 years. Getting myself degrees, giving degrees to people. And now in retrospect, I understand that it was just time pass. I didn't achieve anything spiritual in the bargain. So that's how human life, you know, just is frittered away in, you know, time pass. Whereas those devotees who have the aptitude for hearing, who have rasa in Shravanam, they hear pastimes of the Supreme Lord Krishna. They can hear it incessantly for hours together, and there is no question of boredom. Yes, in the process of hearing pastime, time does pass, but one is not conscious. So that's the beauty of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Last several days, devotees have been very beautifully describing the childhood pastimes of Krishna, and these series of wonderful lectures have been very, very spiritually elevating. So I would like to briefly review what was discussed. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Balram is his elder brother, also the supreme lord. And we read in the previous verses that the elders of the covered community in Gokul Mahavan, they got together, they held some kind of a conference in which they were discussing how Krishna and Balaram were unsafe in Gokul Vrindavan, and some steps should be taken to protect. Now Krishna is the Supreme Lord, but they don't need any protection. But the elders, in their Vatsalya Bhav, they felt that they did need protection. And what is the protection they could give? They were analyzing the various things that happened in Gokul Mahavan. They said that Putana came to kill Krishna, but she was killed. Now this did not happen because of any extraordinary power of Krishna, but it happened just by the grace of Hari. Then this Trunavarta came, then Shaktashur came. In each case, they ended up dying. For example, Trunavarta, you know, he went up, whirlwind. He just went up, and then, you know, he crashed down on a stone slab and died. Now, this was again, they were miraculously saved. But this was all, you know, due to prayers of Mother Yashoda and, you know, due to the grace of Hari. But now, you know, we cannot take any more chances. So we should, you know, take some concrete decisions and shift out of this. So where to go to? So Upananda, Nanda Maharaj, all of them, you know, they decided that they should shift to Vrindavan. Why to Vrindavan? Because Vrindavan is a place where there are many newly grown plants, there are herbs, and what is more, there are wonderful pasturing grounds for cows, and Vrindavan is a very peaceful place. No, this was their perception at that point in time. Later on we read how, you know, demons also started visiting this place. So they decided that they would move to Vrindavan. Now in Vedic society, we find that the words of elders were respected and honored. When Upananda and the leaders of the covered community decided that they should move out of Gokul Mahavan, there were no arguments about it, no protests. Immediately the covered community, you know, started, you know, planning how to go to Vrindavan. They arranged for, you know, so many carts, and they packed all their belongings into the carts, everything that they had, and everything fitted into the cart. They did not need the services of, you know, packers and movers. Here in Bombay, if you want to shift, you require services of packers and movers, but they did not need. They just packed, and everything was very beautifully organized. So it's kind of a caravan. The entire caravan, you know, moved on, and all the old men, children, women, they were all given nice, you know, sitting arrangement on the carts, and the cows and the bullocks and the cows were in front of the carts, and the women and children, they were on the carts, and in one of the carts, Krishna and Balaram themselves, they boarded the cart and they sat in the laps of, you know, Mother Yashoda and Rohini Mata. So it is described, if you want to go into details, that this was an exhilarating experience for Yashoda Mai and Rohini Devi, because their sweethearts were in their laps, Krishna and Balaram, and they never ever tired of hearing the glories of Krishna and Balaram, which all the gopis, who were all beautifully dressed, they were singing the glories of Krishna. So it was a very wonderful experience, you know, traveling from Gokul Mahavan to Vrindavan. Now, why Vrindavan? Why not some other place? So it is described by Srila Sukadev Goswami, Vrindavanam sarvakala sukavaham. Vrindavan is a place where it is pleasing to live in all seasons. Now, in all seasons it is pleasing to live, and therefore Vrindavan is worth going to. And Srila Prabhupada in his Krishna book glorifies Vrindavan very nicely, beautifully. I'll read out what he says. He says that Vrindavan is such a nice place. Flowers are always blooming, and there are various kinds of decorated deer. Birds are chirping, peacocks are crowing and dancing, and bees are humming. The cuckoos there sing nicely five kinds of tunes. So wonderful, tranquil atmosphere. The lakes of Vrindavan are surrounded by green grasses and various kinds of lotus flowers such as Kalar, Kanja and Utpala, which bloom there very beautifully and are blowing, and when the air blows, the air carries the wonderful aroma of these fragrant lotuses, and so the whole atmosphere becomes, you know, perfumed. They don't have to spray any perfume. Whole atmosphere is perfumed. And Prabhupada writes that when the particles of water from the waves of Yamuna and the lakes from waterfalls, the droplets, you know, touch the bodies of Vrindavan vasis, they feel very, very nice. They feel very, very cool. So the heat of Vrindavan does not affect the Vrajavasis. So therefore Vrindavan is such a wonderful place to go to. Now, elsewhere in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Sukadeva Goswami writes, Yatra naisarga durvaira sahasanna mrugadayaha mitrani iva ajitavasa drutarutashakadikam. Vrindavan is the transcendental abode of the Lord, where there is no hunger, no anger or thirst. Though naturally inimical, both human beings and fierce animals live there together in transcendental friendship. Who would not like to go to such a place? Especially living in Bombay, surrounded by the so-called modernity, and so-called, you know, bomblas, who would not like to go to a peaceful, tranquil atmosphere of Vrindavan. So the Vrajavasis decided to opt for Vrindavan and go there. And then Srila Prabhupada comments in his purport to this particular verse. He says that whether a Goswami or a tiger or other ferocious animal, everyone's business in Vrindavan is the same. And what is the business? To please Krishna. Even the tigers are devotees, and this is the specific, you know, this is the specific qualification of Vrindavan. And then Prabhupada writes, in Vrindavan, everyone is happy. The calf is happy, the cat is happy, the dog is happy, the man is happy, everyone is happy. Everyone wants to serve Krishna in different capacities, and there is no envy. So this is Vrindavan in brief. So after reaching Vrindavan, all the cowherd community, they were traveling in carts, they settled down nicely. It is described that they arrange all the carts in a semicircle, and you know, they improvise their residences so very nicely, and they were all comfortably, they were settled. And then after reaching Vrindavan, Krishna and Balaram, they saw the beautiful appearance of Vrindavan itself, and they saw the Govardhan hill, and then they saw also the shore of Yamuna, and they were completely enchanted and very, very happy after reaching there. And we read in the verses, as Krishna and Balaram grew up, they began talking and talking with their parents in sweet, half-broken language. Sukadeva Goswami calls it Kalavakyaihi, which made the parents very, very happy. Now, describing the qualities of Sri Krishna in Nectar of Devotion, Srila Rupa Goswami says that Krishna is a wonderful linguist. This is one of the qualities described. He's a wonderful linguist. It is described that Krishna could speak to the damsels of Vraj in Vraj Bhasha. He would discuss matters with the demigods in Sanskrit. And he knew the language of the animals. He knew how to talk to animals. He could talk to cows and buffaloes. In fact, he could strike conversation with anyone and everyone in this planet. He is Sarva Karana Karanam, the source of all languages. What is so difficult for Krishna to speak? But here we read in the Bhagavatam that the wonderful linguist Krishna is talking in half broken language, you know, broken language, childish language. Now when children speak, you know, they cannot pronounce the words fully. They sometimes lisp, and to the parents it's something very delightful hearing those words. In fact, some guests come, they say, you say this, you know, so guests also are entertained by, you know, this lisp or the broken language which the children speak. I remember when, something personal, when Gopika, you know, was very small baby, she used to, you know, she would make an effort to sing, you know, the morning prayer, and when she came to Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasado, she would say, Pachya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasado. Yasya Aprasadat Nagati Kutopi, she would say, Pachya Prasadat Nagati Kutopi. And it was so, it sounded so cute, so sweet. So we find that the children, Krishna and Balaram, they entertain not only their parents, but the entire, you know, cowherd community, all the Vrajavasis, with their sweet language. And it is here in Vrindavan that Krishna and Balaram grew up sufficiently, you know, old to, you know, take care of the cows. Charayam Asatur Vatsan. Vatsa means the cows. So they grew up, they graduated, so to say, into, you know, taking care of the cows. Yesterday His Grace Sankirtan Prabhu was speaking about the Vaishya community, how the cowherd boys were from the very beginning, They were trained, you know, to take care of cows. But straight away, small children can't take care of cows. So they would begin their, you know, training with vatsa. They would begin with the cows. And this way, they were trained very nicely in looking after this. And they would take every day the cows to the beautiful pasturing grounds which were there in Vrindavan. And as the cows grazed, they would play different types of games. Nana Krida Parichadav. And what were the kridas that they played? That is described in the verses 39 and 40. Kvachit padaihi kinkani bhi, kvachit krutrima govishai, vrushyamano nardanto, yudhate parasparam, anukrutya rutayarjantu, keratu prakrutav yatha. So, they improvised different games. Now, the sheer simplicity of village life gives intelligence to the children, you know, to play games which are also uniquely simple. So Krishna and Balaram, they devised, you know, various ways. So it is described here in the translation that sometimes Krishna and Balaram would play on their flutes very beautifully, and then sometimes they would throw ropes and stones devised for getting fruits from the trees. Prabhupada writes in Krishna book that they would play, you know, with amalaka fruits and bale fruits, and for getting the amalaka and bale fruit, how would they do it? They would, you know, they would have a rope, you know, with tie the stones, and they would throw it and pluck it, and pluck all the fruits. And then they would play all kinds of games, throwing balls, as children are prone to play. They would just throw things here and there, and they would play very nicely with the improvised, you know, playthings with the children did. And they would play football, it is described, Mahaprabhupada writes. They would play football. Not must have been a much better game than World Cup football, I'm sure. So they would play on football and they would have nice time. And while they would play football, you know, there it is described here that their, you know, their ankle bells, you know, would make very beautiful sound. So I hope the World Cup organizers don't read this purport, because next time onward they will give, you know, ankle bells to all the players. So sometimes they would cover themselves with blankets and imitate cows and bulls and fight with one another. Now they would roar, they would, in short they would have wonderful time, very happy time playing with all innovative ideas, innovative toys. Now this covering themselves with blanket reminds me of a pastime which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did when he was Nimai, young boy. So his parents, especially Jagannath Mishra, insisted that Nimai should not be sent to school, because if he is sent to school, he will also, you know, one day he'll become equipped with all the knowledge, Vedic knowledge, and he would, you know, take up sannyas and he'll follow the footsteps of his elder brother, so Vishwarup. So they said he took a decision that will not send him to the school, let him remain at home. There were arguments back and forth, we will not go into that, Vishwachi Mata, but finally it was decided that he will not be sent to school. And when that decision was taken, Nimai and his friends said that now we have ample time to do all kinds of mischief. And one of the mischiefs which they did was that they would, you know, go to different fields. They would see banana plantations or some fruit plantations, and in the day they would see, and then, you know, at night they would cover themselves with blankets, as has been mentioned here, and, you know, they would go to those fields, you know, like bulls or cows, imitate them, and, you know, destroy the plantations. So children can innovate. They have the intelligence to do whatever they want to do.
and they enjoy themselves. It is not that you require video games, iPad or iPod, or watching TV to amuse children. Children, if left to themselves, if put in the most natural environment, they can have nice time anywhere and everywhere. There's no problem. So they can play, you know, lagori, they can play hututu, they can play, you know, pebbles. I don't know whether modern day children know all these games. I have my doubts. They may not even know these games. But I recall that, you know, some of my childhood was spent in Dharwad and also in Belgaum, partly. So I remember very vividly, my favorite sport was to take a tire. Take a tire. And, you know, with a stick, go to a height. There are sloping roads, especially in Dharwad, that line bazaar where we lived. And, you know, that Hubli, that road, there is a slope downwards. Just go up there and, you know, run with the, you know, tire. You know, just manipulate with the stick and run with the tire. And just, you know, hours would pass, would get lost and get firing also at home. What were you doing? So it's a wonderful, it kept me engaged, very active. So I don't know where these pleasures of childhood have disappeared. We are living in a concrete jungle, and somehow or the other, sometimes I feel that with all these modern toys, so-called modern toys, children are virtually becoming zombies, you know, spending all their time, you know, doing this, doing that, doing this, tinkering with things. So the real joy, real pleasure of childhood somehow has been taken away from the children. So this is the scenario in the modern society, which I suppose needs to be corrected sometime or the other. Then of course, parents, especially devotee parents, they do take the children to some, you know, resorts where the children are exposed to nature. There is nothing like, you know, nothing more invigorating than, you know, being exposed to nature, going to the sea, you know, sea beach, or going to some hill resorts. It's very, very invigorating, I remember. I also remember that there was one very, very multi-millionaire, and he had a small baby, a child rather. And this child was very sick all the time. So they took the child to a specialist, and the specialist examined the child and said, there's nothing wrong with the child, you know. He said, just keep your child in contact with Mother Earth. All the time he's being carried, you know, all the time, you know, he's being fussed over. Just take him into the garden, let the child play on earth. Let you know, the dirt and the mud, you know, let it touch his, you know, feet. Then, you know, he'll be alright. So this is how it is, that when you are very close to, you know, nature and children are left to themselves, they learn the art of, you know, enjoying themselves very nicely, very beautifully. So nana krida parichchadav. And what is most important in the verse is that anukrutya rute jantu cheratehu prakrutau yatha. So when Krishna and Balaram played with their covered boys with all these beautiful playthings, they did not put on an air, you know, of being, you know, the supreme lords. They did not put on any air. There was nothing synthetic or artificial about it. They were prakrutau yatha. So they behaved just like ordinary children. Just see the beauty of it. Krishna and Balaram, the supreme lords, playing like ordinary children. So this is actually the most beautiful part of Rajalila. The Vrajavasis never thought, Yashoda, Mai or Nanda Maharaj, or they never thought that Krishna is the supreme lord. They knew that he is doing some wonderful pastimes, but They never considered him to Supreme Lord. And nor did Krishna and Balaram ever behave in a way that would attract attention about this aspect of their personality. They would behave like Prakruta, like any other normal children. So this is very, very, you know, educative and very, very beautiful. And then in the purport to the verse, second verse, Srila Prabhupada writes, Vrindavan is full of peacocks. Kujata, Kokila, Hamsa, Sarasa, Ganakirne, Mayura, Kule. So Vrindavan forest is always full of cuckoos, ducks, swans, peacocks, cranes, and also monkeys, bulls and cows. Krishna is especially, you know, fond of peacocks. Peacocks, their feathers are so very beautiful to, you know, see, you know, like almost like rainbow, you know, colors on peacocks' feathers. So very, very enchanting, you know, to see the peacocks, especially when the peacocks dance. It's a very enthralling experience for everyone. It's amazing, but in Vrindavan still there are peacocks. It's not that you can see peacocks, you know, dancing. At sometimes if you're fortunate, you can see them, you know, frolicking and dancing. So Krishna has given due honor to, you know, the peacocks. Krishna is, you know, fond of all animals. After all, they are all his children also. So in Vrindavan, everyone is a devotee. So, but peacocks have a pride of place in Krishna's, you know, thinking. Because Krishna wears peacock feather on his headgear. So we see the deities dressed with peacock, Gopinath, you know, dressed with a peacock feather. So it's a pride of place peacocks have. And wherever there are peacocks and there are swans, you can take it that atmosphere is really tranquil, really spiritual. Because in any other atmosphere, these animals will not thrive. They will not give joy to anyone. That is how it is. And to the devotees, peacocks or even peacock feather give special joy. Ordinary devotees like us, like me for example, we understand when we see peacock, it reminds us of Krishna. But advanced devotees, when they see peacock feather, they go into ecstasy. No, this is a stage possibly only for pure devotees, not persons like us. So when a pure devotee, you know, sees a peacock or a peacock feather also, he is immediately plunged into ecstasy and, you know, he is thrilled virtually. I'll conclude with a brief story. There is this episode of Mukunda Das is in Chaitanya Leela. So this was, Mukunda Das was a doctor, a medical doctor, and he would advise the Muslim king. No? His advice would be sought by him, medical advice would be sought by him. So one day it so happened that this doctor, this devotee of Lord Chaitanya, he happened to go to the court of the Muslim king. He was sitting there and some servant, he started fanning, you know, with a peacock, you know, feather fan. We also, you know, fan the Lord with that during Arati. So this fanning. So when this Mukundas saw the peacock feather, he went into ecstasy. So much ecstasy that he fainted. He collapsed. And when he fainted, the king was, you know, very much concerned. What happened? What happened? Now, no devotee will say that, you know, I went into ecstasy. No pure devotee will say that. Couple of times, Prabhupada, you know, there would be tears of ecstasy in his eyes, you know, the corner somewhere, tears. It would happen. He would go into ecstasy. But never would he ever, you know, make a pretense or show of, you know, being in ecstasy. Never, ever. So here, this Mukunda, he said that, what happened? What happened to you? Why are you, you know, fainted? He said, you know, sometimes, you know, I get this epileptic lift, you know, fits. And, you know, that's why I collapse. Don't worry, everything is okay. So this way, these pastimes, childhood pastimes of Krishna, just, you know, hearing them, we become purified. It's not that we will, our purification will reach a level or a degree where, you know, we become eligible for going back home, back to Godhead. But at least some of the dirt, you know, nashta prayeshu abhadreshu, some abhadra things, you know, from our heart, they will hopefully disappear. And I believe it is Adhik Mass now, and it is said that, is it started Adhik Mass today?
Tomorrow.
Anyway, tomorrow it is going to start. So it is said that spiritual activity done in Adhik Mass is very, very wonderful. I hope my class was tomorrow. Anyway, so this spiritual activity done is wonderful in Adhik Mass. So we have been given a beautiful path by our spiritual master, by Srila Prabhupada. So we can resolve to take it up very, very seriously and help others to take it up also very seriously, and pray that everyone in this material world becomes Krishna conscious. Hare Krishna. Any comments? I hope there are no questions, but any comments if anybody wants to make? Comment?
Yeah.
1 minute. Just a minute. You'll get a mic. No, but I'm not fine. I'm short. I'm hard of hearing. 73 years old.
Thank you so much. It's been a great pleasure. This is my first visit to this temple, and I thank my sister to actually get me here, because it was her initiative that I got to see such beautiful people. And believe me, sir, it has been an experience wherein I felt a glance that as if really he is talking in front of me and telling me that I was like that. I could imagine him playing right here. Okay. In those half an hour, 20 minutes, whatever you expressed, the Vrindavan and the way the animals were part of his life, it was actually, for a second, I felt that it's going on right now in front of me. And I should appreciate, sir, your voice is charming. Thank you so much.
Very well.
Thank you.
I wish I could be in your consciousness. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavat Puranam ki.